Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges the job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to another week of shows. Monday.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy to my left, Lunchbox to my right. Eddie's just walking in. What up, Eddie? Walking in late.
I had to get an accessory to my charger.
You guys are not
That's
responsible.
How
for
my
that.
Morning started.
Dude, everybody fights over one charger. You know they make more.
Well, yeah.
Where?
Well, I'll tell you where it all starts.
Yeah. Where?
Lunchbox refuses to bring his charger from his house to work and back and forth, so we all have to share with him.
Put it in a bag.
Here's the thing.
Buy a second one.
Okay, buy me one. That'd be great.
I bought a second one for me. I pay for it with my own money. It's right here. So I go and I plug in. And then I have my one in my room and I plug in.
Yeah, so that's where this problem starts. Lunchbox just goes, gonna borrow your power. And so now all our chargers are all dead.
Oh, do you borrow power too?
No, I had to today, though. I have a problem. I have to go buy a charger. Bones, can I have your credit card and buy a charger?
No.
Okay. All right.
Have I ever given my credit card to any of you guys? Nor would I. I didn't even let you answer.
That one time I bought you underwear, you gave me your credit card.
That's true. I needed underwear.
Yeah, I've had it before, I think.
And then Eddie came back with like silky pink.
Oh, there were some good looking underwear. There was even one leopard, I think.
Nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
I remember I took a picture of them and put them on Instagram.
Yes.
And I got a note from a boss like, what are you doing? I was like, what's the underwear Eddie bought me? All right, Lunchbox, you should bring a charge. Next birthday. Your birthday's coming up soon.
Yeah.
No, I don't want...
That's my present to you.
No, I don't want that.
Good
for my
gifts.
No.
Good gifts are always things they can use.
Exactly.
Yes.
I will get you a... What's your computer model is that?
The
newest
know.
One or the old
Apple?
Apple. Okay. I'll get you an Apple charger.
The older
I can just borrow it. That's what,
no, no, no.
That's what friends are for.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
An 11-year-old boy was reported missing in South Florida, and so everybody started looking. And even the news, they took their chopper up. The chopper's flying around. They're using bloodhounds. So they're all looking for this kid. He ran away from home because he got in a fight with his mom. He said he can't go to camp, so he's like, I'm out of here. Well, he runs away from home, gets up on a roof, and gets stuck.
Oh, no.
Didn't have a cell phone, and they call him. So he's just in a bad spot. The WSVN TV reporter inside of a helicopter spots the kid on top of a roof. It's like, I think it's the kid. Sees the kid, tells authorities, they get him down. He's back safe.
Wow.
Not that news shopper just getting out there. Finding the kid, too. Hey, kids, by the way, public service announcement. Don't run away from home.
Don't.
It's just not a good thing. Not even that your idea is not good, because you may be upset about something.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have the resources.
Mm-hmm. And then there's you don't want to get stuck in a weird situation.
Yeah, and it's dangerous. You're little.
On a roof.
Yeah. And you can't depend on news choppers all the time.
No,
trust
just
me,
like,
been there.
Maybe go to your room and take some time there.
Break something at home. Yeah. I'm just saying it's better than running away.
Sure.
Yeah.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. Government websites were hacked with ISIS talk. They hope the websites are back up and running today. They're investigating how it happened. In New York, a teenage girl was hospitalized after falling 25 feet from a ride. She said the bar was choking her. She was on the sky ride at Six Flags Amusement Park. Officials said it wasn't a ride malfunction. The operator stopped the ride and she fell. And finally, congrats to Bobby. He made it into the Radio Hall of Fame today.
I don't know Ray was going to mention the Hall of Fame in the news.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't know I was in the Hall of Fame, and I was dreading coming to work this morning, which I don't do because I just did not think that I was going to win just because
because I was up against Ryan Seacrest. And so I was driving in, and I knew because I saw people were tweeting me this morning when I woke up. And I was like, man, what am I going to say? I don't know what I'm going to say. And so then I hear Ray in the news go, yeah, Bobby won the Hall of Fame. Goodbye. I was like, well, there was the announcement.
It's out there.
Wow.
Even Eddie was like, was that the announcement?
I mean, Ray's the one that's going to announce this big news?
I know. I thought I woke up and, well, because I went to bed early, obviously. And then I woke up and saw, like, friends of ours posting it on Twitter and posting articles.
No idea.
And I was like, what? So I was waiting for the big announcement. And then Ray put it in the news.
Not even just in the news. It's like a throwaway in the news.
His third story.
It was like,
first of all, girl falls off a...
Jumps off a ride.
Jumps off a ride. And second of all, websites were hacked by ISIS and Bobby made the Hall of Fame. Goodbye. I was like, our listeners, like...
They voted like crazy.
Days and days.
They must have.
And I don't think any of us thought that I was going to win. I didn't, because I didn't want to sit here all morning and wait and then lose and have to go, I appreciate that, but it was a good run. I don't know. I have nothing to say right now as far as like speech, because I'm not there yet. It hasn't even, I don't know. I'll say, on Instagram, I woke up and did some stuff. I said some stuff, but yeah, it's totally weird, man. People tweeting me, texting me, Ray saying on the news.
Yeah, I'm like shocked right now.
I'm shocked too. That's why I don't really have it.
Wait, you're shocked that he's in the Hall of Fame or Ray put it in the news?
Well, no. I mean, I'm so excited for Bobby. Like, this is huge. I just thought it would be like, one, two, three. Like, here's the announcement.
Oh, woo! I'm shocked that I even got in that I don't have normal thoughts about it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude. This is amazing.
Because, it's a huge deal. It's a huge testament to our listeners. And it's crazy. You're in the Radio Hall of Fame. And then you're
I will be in November if I make it that far.
What?
What are you talking about?
The induction is in November.
So you mean you make it?
You get kicked out?
No, but I mean, listen. Look who you're talking to. I've been fined $1 million. We've been put in jail.
Oh.
We cannot make it until November. Yeah?
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity on Monday. It's called Tell Me Something Good. We go around the room. Imagine it were show and tell. But it was only positive news stories. That's what we do.
Tell me something good.
So when his buddy had a bad reaction to an allergen, a Massachusetts teen saved his life by administering an EpiPen. They were on a field trip. This eighth grader saved the life of his classmate. He's allergic to wheat and nuts, but this kid carries an EpiPen for himself.
Oh.
And so the other kid ate French fries, didn't know he was allergic, and he started, the kid knew because it happened to him, and he was like, got you. Boom. Popped him.
Wow.
Saved him. Those EpiPens, let me tell you, that looks crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could do it to myself.
I think you could in a life or death situation.
I might just not, because it looks crazy to me.
Could you do it to someone else, though?
Oh, yeah. Boom. I go stab
I can stab someone.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Like, yeah. Not to me, though. That's tough. I can't even prick my thumb to give blood.
Oh, well, yeah. You could do this, though. I feel like
it's hard to pull a nose hair out, Amy.
Okay.
I know
saying.
I drive a Jeep and I have a dog and stuff. I'm kind of manly now.
And
you box.
And I box.
Yeah.
But it's all just kind of a charade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're up, babe.
Well, so there's this 5-year-old boy, and his dad is deployed in Syria. So the neighbor that lives next door, that dad has kind of taken to hanging out with the kid and plays with him every day. And the story's out because the dad's teenage daughter, she tweeted about it. She's like, it's pretty cool to see my dad kind of step in and be a surrogate father for this 5-year-old while his dad's in Syria.
Mm,
isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah.
They just microwaved my insides. Mm-hmm. It warmed me up. Yeah. Lunchbox.
When Camille was 19 years old, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She said, you know what? I'm going to beat it. Started fighting, had a bone marrow transplant, and then she had a relapse. But that didn't stop her. She's beat cancer, and in 4 years, on time, graduates from college.
Wow.
She said, cancer got nothing on me. I'm going to graduate on time. What up?
Dang. That's cool, because she probably double timed it up some.
Yeah.
And probably studied through, like,
feeling bad,
chemo, all that.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's what we do, and we hope that this is a little light of positivity into your morning, or your day, or your night, or whenever you're hearing this bat. There's a guy who plays for the Dodgers, and so he was talking about TV, and someone asked him who Jerry Seinfeld was, and he's 21, and he was like, I don't know who that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Like, time mark is on, right?
Big time.
Like, I don't know who that is, the dude that plays for the Dodgers, so does that...
No, because he's 21, and I don't know a lot of the, like, YouTube influencers.
It's true. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's like 100. But you would think it would be on TBS enough.
Yeah, he would know Jerry Seinfeld.
Or are we just so out of the 21-year-old demo? Time marches on, and every day it's one more step.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Dierks Bentley's 3-year-old son Knox broke his arm in two places after falling from a loft 13 feet off the floor. Dierks said that out of all the things that could have happened, he could have had a head injury or a neck, so they got really lucky.
Luck. He still broke his arm. That's not that lucky.
I guess, I don't know.
He could have fallen and just nothing happened. That would have been really lucky.
Oh, that would have been lucky. But as a boy, sometimes, isn't it cool to be like, yeah, I broke my arm.
No, I think it's cool to heal up and be like, I at one time broke my arm.
Okay, Brad Paisley announced that his stand-up comedy special will debut August 15th on Netflix. It's called Brad Paisley's Comedy Rodeo. It's going to feature people like Larry the Cable Guy, Adam Sandler, Reba, and David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, so it's him playing a little guitar and setting them up, and then they come and tell jokes.
Cool. That's August 15th on Netflix. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Seconds Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Santa Clara, California. A motorcyclist got a little road rage and caused a 4-car pileup on the highway. He was driving, was mad at a car, drove up next to it, kicked the car, car swerves, hits a truck, truck flips.
Oh.
No one was injured, motorcycle arrested, and charged with numerous crimes.
Wow.
All caught on video.
Who was videoing that?
Someone driving behind them was just filming, and you watch the motorcycle, if my computer will load it.
I would imagine that what's happening is he saw them do something crazy before and was like, I better film this.
Yeah.
And then he got on, the motorcycles go up and kick in the car. That's, I've seen bicyclists hit cars before.
On purpose? Like with their
Yeah, like
their
a car
bike,
got too close to them?
It.
No, their hand. Like there'll be a light and they'll go boom, boom and hit it.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, somebody squirted a water bottle on mine one time when I almost hit a biker.
Wait,
a cyclist or a biker?
Cyclist.
And then squirted the water
He took his water bottle out of the bike and then squirted right on my windshield.
And how'd you feel about that?
That's stupid. Real
Wait,
dumb.
Were you mad at him or mad at you?
No, I was just like, well, that was dumb of me. I almost hit him, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
He got you, dude. That water squirt.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Getting my voice loose. It's Monday. I don't really have it.
Oh.
I'm not there yet, you know?
Gotcha.
Me.
La, 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 la.
I drove the Jeep to work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Freezing cold. Holy cow. Holy cow.
Your outfit screams Jeep.
It was one of those regretful, I walked into work this morning and Amy took a picture of me. And I was like, why are you taking a picture of me? Is it because I'm a Hall of Famer now? And she was like, no, you look ridiculous.
I could not stop laughing.
And it didn't look ridiculous on purpose. But my outfit, I got these shorts at Walmart for $11. These stars.
Really?
Yes.
They're cute.
And they're super comfortable. And so I have that, and I have a Watershed t-shirt on, and some whatever.
Stop acting like that's why I was laughing.
And my fanny pack. And everybody wants to hate on my fanny pack. It's not new. This fanny pack changed my life. I gave one to my boxing coach.
Yeah.
He wears his. He's like, dang. People now text me pictures of people seeing people with fanny packs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys can hate on the fanny pack all you want. I even wrote a song about it. I was so proud. This is called Fanny Pack. Post a picture on Instagram. All right, fanny pack now starts. Let's go.
I wear my fanny pack.
Yeah.
Stick my phone and keys inside my bag.
Yeah.
These other fools don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I rock my pouch just like a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Take it to the bridge. I'm nerdy, babe.
Yeah.
My neon pack is out here on display.
Yeah.
It has a zipper and it clips in back.
Yeah.
I'm shoving stuff in like a maniac.
Wallet, keep the phone. Get your fanny on. Go ahead, be done with it. Get your fanny on. Go.
Get your fanny on.
All right, that's
get
a wrap.
Get your fanny on.
Rap City on the production here.
Get your fanny on.
Oh, fanny pack.
Get your fanny
pack. Fanny pack.
Get your fanny on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
We kind of let that slide off the radar. Radar's back on.
Oh.
And Amy and I made a bet that if I went to Haiti, she'd get my face tattooed on her body.
I was sort of tricked. But
did you go to Haiti?
I did.
Oh. Then what's the problem?
Oh, because he had the Haiti book trip. The trip book.
You can stumble all you want. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. She could have said, Are you already going? There are lots. Anyway, she said, if you go, I will get a tattoo.
Okay.
We will put a poll up on our website and let the listeners decide.
Okay.
So we'll put it up in the next 5-10 minutes.
I love this.
BobbyBones.com. Their answer is the answer.
And how long is the poll?
Maybe about right until Wednesday or so.
Oh wow. Okay. We get a few days to
good.
Simmer on
let
this.
Let people think about it.
Yeah. I just think this is one of those decisions, you know, like the Radio Hall of Fame.
We're not going to take it lightly. Oh, wait. Does that mean you have to get a microphone on your butt?
My butt.
Or maybe that's
what,
wrong.
What, was that a thing too?
I don't remember that one.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know, but didn't you say something like if you got in the National Radio
First of all, we're dealing with you, okay? This is 2 weeks ago. We have to figure out. Amy promised she'd get a tattoo of my face on her body. So we're going to go BobbyBones.com, put the vote up. And what happened was Amy said if I went, she'd get a tattoo of my face. I went. She didn't know I had it booked weeks ahead.
I did not know.
But bet's a bet, right, guys?
That's a bet.
I only get in bets I know I'm going to win.
Right.
So never
bet
with me.
Bet.
Oh, my goodness.
Never bet with me. The World's Ugliest Dog has happened. Martha the Mastiff was declared the winner of the 29th World's Ugliest Dog Contest. And it sounds so negative. Because if there was a world's ugliest human, that human would feel bad because they were ugly.
But Martha's still so cute.
When Martha doesn't know, she just gets petted all the time.
She doesn't know what we're saying.
No, she doesn't know the English words.
Yeah.
All she knows is and food, and she gets treated wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
The world's ugliest dog is probably one of the best things to win because you're kind of famous and you get fed and you get pictures taken of you and everybody wants to pet you.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are feeling bad for Martha, the Mastiff. But you have to understand, dogs aren't like us. They don't know. They want to be able to eat, sleep, poop, and play. And that's it. And they want some loving. Martha's getting plenty of loving. So there's that. You guys care about Shark Week or no?
No.
The on Discovery?
Yeah.
Or Amy's thing.
No. Not the woman thing. That I do
Amy's
care about.
Thing?
Amy's thing I do
Every
care about.
Every woman has it. It's not just my thing.
No, it's known as your thing around here. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. No, I like Shark Week.
Do you really watch it?
Yeah, I try to be careful because I don't want to scare my kids, just going in the water in general for the rest of their life. But yeah, I love watching it.
So Michael Phelps swimming against a shark.
Yeah.
Talked about that last week. And Lunchbox made the point, does the shark know he's in a race?
Ooh.
And so that's affected the betting because you can bet on it.
Well, no, it doesn't. It's a shark.
I know, but everyone is like, well, of course the shark's going to beat Michael Phelps. But it's, yes, he will beat him if he knows to swim from A to B.
Oh, yeah, because the shark may just be like, la la la, it's Tuesday.
Right. Tuesday. I'm a shark. I'm just sharking it.
He doesn't know
he's in a race.
Can you train a shark?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you could.
But I don't think they're going to train it to race Michael Phelps. It's a lot of work.
Dolphins.
So who would you bet to win, Phelps or the shark?
Phelps.
Because Phelps knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows exactly where he's going. The shark is going to go off course.
He's more of the tortoise than the hare.
Oh.
The tortoise knows what it's doing and keeps going in direction. The hare's just like chilling out, doing hare things. So you'd bet on Phelps.
Yes.
I think I'd still bet on the shark. I think he accidentally gets there. Super fast. So the betting is up now if you want to bet on that. Who you taking, Aim?
I'm gonna take Phelps.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Big Phelps fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. When he swam in the shark back in the 2004 Olympics and he won, I was like, wow, America.
Oh.
Yeah, the big win for us. Amy, Lunchbox, and Eddie went to D.C., Northern Virginia, for WMZQ Fest. I tell you, everybody likes to tattle on each other, and I have about 10 pages of tattling just from all three of you guys.
Oh, great.
Traveling together. But all you guys can go all gray, but all three of you told on each other.
Yeah.
What? I wasn't tattling. I was telling it like it was.
I tattled.
I didn't tattle. I just told true stories.
Eddie was like trying to find ways to tattle on us.
Yes, he was.
He was like setting us up so he could tattle. He's like dangling the
fruit
out there.
That's called entrapment.
Yeah. It was like,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad? So throughout the show, I mean, it's like we could do a whole show on just you three going and tattling on each other the whole time. So, did you have fun, though?
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Great time.
See, it's just weird to hear that.
Tattletales.
Why?
Because it didn't sound like that through all the stories you guys
said. That's how family is.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Lunch, right? Do you know who sings your song, That All I Do Is Win?
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
That's right.
All I do is win.
See a new commercial with the song in it?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Walmart.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And this song's old, but this has been Lunchbox's winning song for 8 years.
Long, long time.
And they stay there.
I saw DJ Khaled. I was on Twitter last night. The BET Awards were on. And then Lindsay, my girlfriend, was with them.
At the BET Awards?
No.
Oh, right.
She
no,
played in Phoenix
out.
Last night, but just they were in LA doing some stuff together.
Oh.
And I was like, dang, that, like we were with DJ Khaled before. DJ Khaled was cool.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I listened to his new album, it's pretty good. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what DJ Khaled does really, except he just brings artists together.
Yeah. And you know, it's good on Snapchat.
I don't follow him on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, it's key to success.
But what's he do?
He works out, encourages you, motivates you.
He works out?
Gives you the keys. Yeah, he has an elliptical.
I didn't know that.
He works out at his house a lot and makes smoothies.
Are you saying because he's a big dude?
Well, yeah, he's a big dude. Yeah. And then he has that commercial, too, where he's sitting on the couch.
He's still chasing it.
I wouldn't have expected him to be a workout either.
Yeah, he does.
I've been
working. But he snaps like the whole time. So he's not like going really fast, you know?
Oh, he snaps while he's working out.
Or and like gives you, you know, the keys to success. He likes to do that. The key emoji and all that.
So, did you see that Nickelback put a new album out?
Nope.
Did anybody even try to listen to it?
No.
No, I didn't listen to it. Is it good?
Oh, I guess they did. Did they do something at the iHeart Theater?
They did.
Okay, I did see that. Yeah.
And I didn't listen either. I just wonder.
But you like them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, what? Yeah. No, what?
I like their songs. I'm irritated that people make fun of them for no reason.
Ah, I got you.
They make fun of them because other people make fun of them.
Hmm.
I feel like they're an easy group to pick on. And why pick on someone that's easy to pick on?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he had weird hair and their songs are cheesy. Look at this phone. But they're still good.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh. My eyes get so red. And what the hell is on Joey's head?
I mean, what is that?
But here's
whose
the thing,
head?
Joey.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about dumb lyrics and songs. You remember them better than anything
That's
else in
true.
The whole world.
Mm-hmm.
People always like, that lyric's so dumb. Yeah, you remember it. The Jake Owen Casey Masterpiece line?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's Casey Master. And it's the one I remember.
Nothing
from,
against Jake Owen, but he's got a lot of those lyrics.
But
like,
that's what you remember. Even Sam Hunt. Lilac. And you're like, what?
I'd act.
Whatever it is. But still.
What?
What? I thought it was lilac. Like color. Lilac. Sticker on the back. Lilac. No?
No.
Oh. There's a paperclip. I don't even use paperclips, but there's a paperclip, and it sells for $185, one paperclip. It's a Prada paperclip.
Oh, Prada.
The luxury brand is apparently selling a sterling silver money clip, but it's a paperclip. And you know what? People will buy it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people will spend $1,000 on a pen.
Yeah.
A pen. Amy had a friend that had a really fancy pen.
Yeah. Mont Blanc.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice.
Yeah.
What does it do?
It writes. Like a pen. It's just nice and fancy.
You know what I have? Bic.
That's funny.
Oh, when you got your book deal or whatever, or I think,
I had
or something,
a friend buy me
our
a nice
friend
pen.
Bought you a nice
and
pen.
And I felt, and I don't ever use it.
I wouldn't either. Because what if it runs out of ink? Then what?
I don't know. Refill it.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay. It's like a nice car. It's filled with one tank of gas, and then it's just over.
We don't know.
I don't know, and I'm always afraid to use. Here's the thing about nice things. I'm always afraid to use them or wear them because I don't want to mess them up.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the use of having them if you're not going to wear them? Like, I would get Lacoste shirts. Like, that was a big deal for me. I'd save up and buy a Lacoste shirt. It had a little alligator on it. And I'd be like, oh, I'm so proud of this shirt. Like, I saved up, bought a Lacoste shirt. This is like when I was 24, 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never wear it because I wanted to save it for that very special time. And there were never special times for me to wear it because it'd be too dressy or too casual. And I didn't just want to wear it chilling.
Mm. You want to know a Lacoste hack that I remember from back in the day? So my friends, I guess they wanted to wear them too, but they would just get like a polo from the Gap or whatever that was playing. And they would go buy Lacoste socks and they would take the gator off the sock. Because it's a lot cheaper, and sew it on the cap.
Why don't you tell me that then?
Sew it on, like, the plain polo, whatever.
I'm not too good for that.
I know. I'm just saying, that's a quick, like, if you have a brand you like, find the logo wherever and sew it on the shirt.
Dang.
I don't know.
You're on the air. Philip in Tampa, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air, buddy.
Hey. Maybe Judge Common Sense will agree with me, but with as close as you and Amy's relationship is, I would have understood that you'd already be going to Haiti to see your kids.
Oh.
Wait, what's your point?
Well, my point is she should get the tattoo.
I agree. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's at bobbybones.com to vote. And I appreciate you, Philip. Thank you very much.
He tricked me.
But yeah.
Thought that he was sort of on my side.
I didn't even know what he was saying. I was like, and your point? Aha, I agree. Yes, I do. Yeah, should Amy get the tattoo, we'll know by Wednesday.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
It's a cool one. A bonus ICU. Kenny Chesney is calling on students from Middle Tennessee State and Belmont University, both near Nashville, to create the music video for his new song, All the Pretty Girls. And he's offering a pretty cool incentive, too. The winner will be selected by a panel of judges from CMT. And so they pick it, and the video is the video. They premiere it on CMT, and they get $5,000. And so, but think about that. You're a college kid, and you get to make the video for Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Kenny's new song, All the Pretty Girls, if you haven't heard it yet.
All the pretty girls said, all of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said.
So he's just looking for a pretty girl?
Looking for them to make the video.
Filmmaker.
Oh, a filmmaker.
Yes.
I thought he wanted a pretty girl to star in the video.
Now, you get those.
That'd be creepy. Go to Belmont.
And that's why I was like, you guys would call me creepy if I did that, but
no,
you're
to make the video.
Got it. Yeah. Sorry.
Did I say that?
No. No, you were loud and clear. Yeah. I think Lunchbox's mind went.
Did I say video?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Because I could have said it wrong.
No, you said video.
Okay. Yeah, you're creepy.
There's a whole creep
debate, by the way,
yeah,
between these two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
over who's creepiest? Because Lunchbox and Eddie both went to
W. What? I'm in this? Yeah. I thought this was Lunchbox's.
Both
of you guys told
him. Oh, my goodness.
So over the weekend, Lunchbox and Eddie and Amy went to WMZQ Fest, our station in D.C. And so the show's in Northern Virginia, and you guys go up, and you're hanging out. So apparently Eddie is grabbing little girls' hands and kissing them on top of that.
Wait, what? Okay.
It's awkward.
Who told you this?
Don't worry. I'm just.
I mean.
No. Can I tell my story?
Very awkward.
Go ahead.
Like
a mom and her little daughter. She was probably, 3 years old. She comes up with a little cowboy hat. And I hand out my hand to shake her hand. And she holds it like a princess, you know, like with her palm down.
Yeah.
So I just get it and act like I kiss her hand. And Lunchbox goes, oh, that's so creepy. Everybody look at Eddie being creepy.
Amy, did you see it?
I've only heard stories.
Listen, this is Eddie's. Eddie kissed the hand, and I go, dude, that is so creepy. And he goes, what? She put her hand out there. And then later, when I brought it up in front of Amy, then he changed his story to, oh, I didn't actually kiss it. I didn't actually kiss it.
Eddie.
Because he realized how creepy of an old dude he looked like.
Go ahead.
Did you kiss her hand?
No, I acted like I did.
And he's the one saying she stuck it out like a little princess.
Yeah, that was
She didn't say, I'm a princess.
Guys, in my Latin culture, we kiss hands.
Stop it.
And cheeks.
Lunchbox. Okay, then I expect a cheek kiss every day I come into the studio.
No, I'm out.
Your Latin culture says so.
Bobby!
apparently Lunchbox was like talking to 12-year-old girls.
Oh, this was so horrible.
Oh, my
horrible.
Goodness. I saw this one too.
I have audio.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, what happened is we're in the car driving to the venue. We're like a block from it, stuck in traffic, so obviously you know where we're going. And there was a group of people in the back of a truck, a bunch of girls. I just rolled in the window. I said, excuse me, do you know how to get to WMZQ Fest?
Bones, they were 12.
Yeah, okay. They were
hey, girl!
And he rolled down the window.
Let me listen.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to WMZQ Fest? Do you know how to get there? How do we get to WMZQ Fest?
Okay, the club does nothing.
Okay, well.
That's it. That was all there was.
That is them knocking on the back window because they're in the bed of the truck to like their older sister or parents being like, how do we tell him how to get to WMZQ Fest? Like they're kids. They don't even know where they're going.
Okay. Yeah. Guys, let's just avoid anybody under 16.
Yeah. Okay. And here's the thing.
These girls were 12 though.
They were 18 because I met them at the venue. They were celebrating their birthday. So
they had just turned 18 that day.
But I don't understand how that was creepy. I didn't go, hey,
you
girls.
Hey, you roll down the window with your camera and you're like, hey,
just don't
can
do
you
that.
Tell me how to get to WMZQ Fest?
Yeah, well, you already know how to get there, though.
It's a joke. It's sort of like.
That's a joke?
See, yeah, funny joke,
because
right?
Because we're obviously
in line
for it. No, what is worse, that or kissing some girl's hand?
You're worse.
No way.
Yours is way worse.
Okay. This argument's terrible.
Bobby, guys, I want you to vote.
Just chill out.
Holy, y'all are so immature. Be mature.
Eddie is gross.
And Amy, tell them both of you.
Just so Amy, you know. Come on.
What?
You weren't even at mine.
Be mature.
I just think Lunchbox needs to realize he doesn't look like he's 18 anymore.
You no. don't. You're a 30.
Yeah, that wasn't old. The point. The point was to be funny because we obviously know where we're going. And Eddie, you need to realize you are 38 and bald and kissing little kids is a little weird.
All right.
All right. Okay, shots fired.
We need help.
No, you just can't go anywhere without me. Is what I learned.
That's the bottom line.
I need to be places you guys go.
Yeah.
Or I have like Lunchbox eating cake from people at the restaurant for some people.
Oh, that,
oh my goodness.
To be fair, I was not there for this, and had I been, I would have just left.
I mean, Bones, I have video.
I have like 20 stories of you guys just being out of control. Okay, a minute ago we were talking about Lunchbox and Eddie. We're both in the DC area with our station WMZQ, and apparently Eddie's kissing little girls' hands like, hey, and Lunchbox is like hitting on 12-year-olds. But I have actually, there are people on the phone. They've called in.
Oh, no.
Oh, I saw this?
Yeah. So first of all, here's Megan in D.C. Megan, now, Eddie kissed your daughter's hand?
Yes, he did.
Now, how old is your daughter?
She's 6.
Boom. Eddie said 3.
Was Eddie's story accurate?
She came over, and she was just so excited because originally she had met Lunchbox, and he was fantastic with her. And he wore her cowboy hat, and he let her wear his cam sunglasses, and she was just over the moon. So then she wanted to come over and meet Eddie. So, and he came over, and he picked up her hand and gave her a kiss on her hand.
So did he kiss her hand, or did he, as he said, fake kiss her hand?
No, I'm pretty sure he kissed her hand.
Dang!
Yeah.
Hey, that means I'm a good actor.
You're a method actor.
So was that creepy?
No, it wasn't creepy.
Okay, good. Good.
Then why would you lie about it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I really did not kiss her hand, guys. There was no like lip contact. Like
Megan.
I'll have to confer with her tonight, but she was very excited about meeting both of you
and getting a little kiss from Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, they both signed her cowboy hat, so she was very excited about that.
Well, thank you for talking to these guys, and thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay, now on the other side here, we have Alyssa. And Alyssa was in the car where Lunchbox was apparently hitting on the 12-year-old.
Thank you.
All right. Why are you so happy about this?
Because I didn't hit on him. I thought I was being genuinely funny. But
so Eddie was, Eddie was caught in a lie.
Seen as flirting.
I didn't lie.
Okay. Now, Alyssa, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. So you were in the truck that Lunchbox was yelling at?
I was driving. We had my sister and her friends in the back. It was my sister's 17th birthday.
Oh, you told us she turned 18.
Well, they told me 18 or someone was 18.
That's what
famous last words.
They lied.
She told me she was 18.
Sorry, they lied.
That's it. Judge rules.
Yeah,
I think case closed already regardless. But Alyssa, did you think, like, who is this old dude hitting on the 17-year-olds?
Well, honestly, we saw that you had a driver, so we were like, all right, he's not one of the performers, because we knew what the performers looked like.
Yeah.
We're like, who is this? We don't really know. And my sister in the back seat, her sassy self, when he asked, she goes, you drive? And
I don't understand.
He goes, how do you get to WMZQ Fest? And she goes, you drive?
Got it.
Because she was like, hey, old man, stop with the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were all kind of like, that's like a little weird. And then,
yeah, it's a weird. Okay, so that's it. Both of you guys were, this is how they lied, both of them.
I did
Eddie
not lie.
Kissed her, and the girl was underage.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't lie.
And the rest of the weekend.
The judge rules that you're both creepers.
Okay.
Judges rule. Stop being creepy. Do I have to go on the road with all you guys?
Yes, Eddie? We need you. We need a guardian.
Man.
I mean, that's his culture. How many times have you done that before?
My mom, I don't know. Every time I see my mom.
What?
Just kidding. No,
it's,
I don't do that.
You lied to the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Go to jail. Both of you. Creeps your jail.
Yeah, lock us up.
Yeah. Something.
So I'll share something pretty awesome with you guys. It's just the power of our listeners, straight up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
So we did this on Friday, and we featured a bunch of female artists. I got a note. I don't want to say what it's from, because I want to get them in trouble. But the amount of female downloads on just Friday was up 2,100%.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it normally was. So again, we didn't change the landscape with Friday, but I think we started a conversation. Like, mm-hmm. people like this. So
I love that.
Let's not discount females just because we think maybe their songs shouldn't fit on the radio. So it's up over 2,000% because of Female Friday.
That's amazing.
So that's our listeners just being awesome. And I'm thinking about keeping it, not doing it like that. Like every Female Friday, we just highlight one female.
Okay.
Cool.
That makes sense.
And we just kind of say, hey, here's somebody real cool. And maybe we play their song or something.
Yeah.
Not there yet, but I just didn't expect it to be such a thing. But listen, I don't make the things. I put the things out there, and the listeners take and make the things. So you guys were awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And so I just wanted to give you guys an update there. Over to Amy now with Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So did you see this? William Michael Morgan, when he mistook Brothers Osborne for somebody's tour manager. I don't know for sure which brother it was.
It had to be John with the beard.
Okay.
Had to be.
So, yeah, they're like all at the same place. And, yeah, the Brothers Osborne, they tweeted about it, giving him a hard time. Like, hey, whoa, not somebody's tour manager. Michael apologized for the mistake, and everyone eventually laughed it off.
I mean.
Did you?
That's funny. I mean,
awkward.
What else?
Transformers, The Last Knight, only made $69.1 million in its first 5 days. That makes it the first Transformers movie to open with less than $100 million. Man, why weren't people into it?
Mike D, our phone screener, saw it.
Yeah, Mike D,
you gave it what grade?
C-.
C-.
What? Oh, I was waiting for his review today.
Mm-mm.
Oh, maybe I'll wait for it to come out on DVD. Or whatever. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Some people were saying, hey, you know, you only started Female Friday because of your girlfriend. Yeah, that's right. Because what happened was, I'll just tell the story. What happened was, a station said they kind of blackballed her, but a lot of stations were doing that because she was dating me.
Not kind of. They did.
No, they did. They kicked her off because they were like, hey. But I was like, it started because of her, but it wasn't about her. It was about the females and the extra things they have to go through that male artists don't.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started thinking, that's how I do everything. Like, the reason I started the glasses charity, where I get kids' eye exams and glasses, is because I couldn't see as a kid, couldn't afford glasses.
Yeah. There's no shame in something starting because of something, even if it has to do with your girlfriend.
Thank you. I need you to commit to me because I was a real... Because, no, it really was. And listen, we've had whole weeks of just female artists on the air before, but yeah, they brought it up and I was like, it's fair to address, but absolutely. I do think that females have to go through more than male artists do. Look, there's only like 3 in the top 25 right now.
It's crazy.
So anyway, it was a huge success, and I'm actually glad the bad thing happened to her because it allowed us to create this whole new segment and continue on with it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I woke up this morning. My phone just kept vibrating. I keep it on silent when I sleep. I was like, what is that? I woke up at 2. And I looked at it. I had my glasses on. And I was like, huh? What is happening? And so I started to get messages going, proud of you. Whoa, congratulations. And I was like, what happened? Because I didn't know. I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame, or I will be, or something. I don't even know how this thing works.
Yeah.
I was not expecting it. I was dreading coming in today because I thought that at some point during the show it would be, oh,
today was the day we were going to be like, congratulations, Ryan Seacrest is in the National Radio Hall of Fame, 100%.
And I was dreading it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
What?
But I get competitive. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like our listeners, even in loss, I was like, man, they really came through and worked hard, even in loss. And I was going to talk about that. But then we didn't lose. I fully expected to lose.
Yeah, our listeners are awesome.
We didn't lose.
And I don't like hearing you say you don't deserve it, because I disagree completely.
Oh, well, everybody else is like 100.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest is not 100.
But he didn't win.
And I know he didn't. Oh, you mean all the ones
like everybody else has put in like dues.
Okay,
and time.
Let's be honest. Like, I think it was down to y'all two, and you're both young. And Ryan, while he deserves it, I think you deserve it too. And you happen to be the one that won.
Well, so Lauren Elena sent me a big long one.
Uh huh.
And then Dan from Dan and Shane. I was like, why are all the artist people friends texted me.
Oh, because like
all at
stuff
once.
Was going out all in the industry.
Also because they're up late. That's why.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It was, they're awake to see the news.
They're awake because they stay up all night.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I had like 27. I thought something had happened bad to somebody because there were 27 text messages. So, and Dirk's text me. That's not. But then again, I look back and I go, let me just see, because like I know who a lot of the listeners are voted because I talk to them all the time on Twitter and Instagram and not on Facebook because they just fight with me on Facebook. But so like we kept screenshots of people who like stuck their neck out and was like, hey, vote for Bobby.
Yep.
And so I remember that stuff and I appreciate all of you guys. I don't even know what to say. Like I feel like stupid even talking about it.
Just say thank you.
Here's the thing. I don't do well with compliments. I like to do two things. Either be like, let's not talk about it.
Okay.
Or I like to be like, the champ is here!
And that's how you should be.
And I only do that as like a defense mechanism, because if I'm like, oh, then I'm being vulnerable and have trouble with vulnerability. So just let me, I'll just say this. Champ is, I'm just kidding.
Champ is here?
It's weird. It's weird.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure you're still processing. That's
it's weird.
Crazy.
I just didn't expect it.
But... you've been at this for 20 years.
But also started when I was a teenager.
That's what I'm saying. You were 17. So you've broken all kinds of, at one point in time, you were the youngest morning show host. You went from pop to country, made this crazy transition. And look at us now. Like, people don't associate the show with anything else anymore. Like, country, we were so nervous what was going to happen when we went country. We love country, but here we are, and look what you've done with the format and the people and the breaking artists. Like, you deserve it. I don't want to hear you say for a second you don't deserve it. And I think I speak for all of us in this room. Like, we're proud to be, like, to be a part of your team. Like,
what if I say it in less than a second? I don't deserve it. That was 0.7 seconds.
Oh, because I said I don't want to hear you say for a second. Yeah. You're so funny. Why don't you make a joke about it?
That's why he gets in the Hall of Fame, jokes like that.
I know.
Thank you very much.
You're so funny.
That's and, why.
Golly, I don't know. I mean, I'm proud of you. I know it's awkward, but I'm proud.
It's awkward. And I think I'll maybe say something in a little bit and try to, and really say something.
We having a big party or what?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I did not expect to win.
Well, I mean, we'll throw
there,
it.
No, I don't like people throwing. I don't like having parties for me.
Awkward.
Really?
I don't even like having a birthday party. Eddie, I don't like things for me.
I know.
So what do we do? But this is the cause to celebrate.
Okay, then you guys have a party. Take the pictures and text them to me.
No, we got
to
do something with you.
Yeah. You.
Listen.
You. We appreciate you.
You want to go somewhere?
Yeah, to
the Hall of Fame.
Back to bed because I got woken up.
We can go to bed.
No,
we can do that.
No, we used to take
show vacations. Let's do it.
That's because none of us had a significant others.
Oh yeah, we go on vacation now. I got to bring the family.
I know.
You guys have to bring husbands and wives.
We're like the Duggars.
Yep,
this is all family and together.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome. It's crazy. Thank you. I'll try to say something more poignant.
You're the youngest inductee into the National Radio Hall of Fame. That's
ever.
Another thing that's just...
I'll try to say something of substance later. I just was not expecting
it. Like later today?
Yeah, later this morning.
Okay.
I'll try to jot down a couple things. And the thing is, I want to do something for our listeners, but I can't get to all their houses. Like, really?
That's true.
I would like to do something for every...
Maybe we have a party and we Facebook Live it. Everybody's invited.
It's just... I don't even understand why listeners do things for us. That's the truth. Like, I don't get it. We're just a radio show.
You give a lot of yourself to the listeners. You share a lot.
I had a lot given to me, though.
You give back.
Listen,
you open up.
I know. I don't like you talking about me. Enough about me.
Or whatever. Maybe it's their way of saying thank you for sharing your life with me every morning.
People gave to me as a kid. I grew up, I didn't have anything. But people, churches, charities, Christmas time, they gave to me. At times we didn't have any food, they helped us with food. And so I just try to do the same thing. So I don't even feel like I'm like giving. I just feel like I'm putting back into the world what was put to me.
Yeah, but not everybody does that. And you're doing it.
Mm.
You continue to do it.
I don't know. Why am I even arguing this? I like arguing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm arguing against me right now.
You have no argument.
Anyway, it's weird and I'm appreciative, but I'll try to see something nice coming up later. Yeah.
Man, it's just going to be weird to call you Bobby Bones, Radio Hall of Famer and New York Times bestseller.
Oh, gosh. A lot of titles.
It's a long title.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
And Billboard number one record.
Yeah.
See, I have to make jokes like that.
Oh, man.
So it's better.
Yeah.
So what order do you want them to go in? Radio Ooh, Hall of Fame, then bestseller. Well, I don't know.
How about Dusty's brother, my dog?
Okay.
That's what I'm most proud of.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's what's going on this week. Today's a pretty dramatic day for the show, and not because of the Hall of Fame, but because it's our photo shoot. The last, like, 3 hours, there's been a big debate about who should be in the photos, who should be in the group picture, who should get cut out. I just think everybody should be in. And then if so,
yeah.
Nobody ever leaves. Not a left. That's the only person in ever, forever. And so, yeah, there's that. So we have a photo shoot today, all day after the show, for hours and hours and hours. Tomorrow, Cole Swindell drops by the Bobby Cast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so he'll come by the house. On Wednesday, it's Garth Chair Delivery Day.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Big day.
Everyone has their chairs from their artists, and Garth said on Studio G that he's going to deliver my chair on June 28th. So that's Wednesday. Also Wednesday, Big Brother on CBS, the premiere. On Thursday, Nashville and Nash Chat afterward with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, Despicable Me's in theaters.
Yeah.
And also on Friday, my funny and alone stand-up comedy show in Fort Wayne on Friday and Cedar Rapids on Saturday. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Getting back out there.
Back on the road. And Carly Pierce is playing music, and she'll be in this week to play.
Okay. Well, that wasn't on the list of things.
Yeah, I don't have like people drop by to play. That's not a show. This is like big. Like
I fill in my calendar with like,
oh, with that list?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening this week. So I have a boxing coach, and I've been taking boxing lessons, which is different than like a class where everybody gets in and just punches a bag. Like he trains fighters, and I didn't know that. Like when I started with him, I thought I was just going to a class, first of all, and then I got there and there was nobody else there. And then I was like, all right, I can handle this. So then I thought he was like just a trainer that was at a boxing place. And then I found out he trains fighters all day.
Legit fighters.
And me. Wow.
That's cool.
Right, so these workouts are the toughest things I've ever been through in my life. I'm never comfortable for 1 second during the workout. I don't even get like a breath, really.
That sounds awful. Yeah,
it's awful.
It's terrible.
That's really bad.
I wouldn't go.
I'm telling you, though, it is the greatest feeling of achievement when I finish it. And he's the most positive person, but he yells at me, too. He yells at me. And I finish, and I eat like 10 pounds of food, and I don't put on any weight. I mean, I'm burning some calories, but
suddenly this sounds amazing.
It's tough. I mean, Amy, I'm telling you, I've exercised consistently for 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And done everything. But
this is like legit? What do you feel? This is what? Put it in.
It's the most challenging thing I've ever done in my life,
wow,
physically. Because I'm training, if you were training a fighter. Because he trains fighters, and then I come in. He says occasionally he'll get like an artist that wants to come in and train, because this is what you can get pretty big. Look at my body.
Any radio DJs?
Look at my arm.
That's legit.
No,
that
I mean,
looks
like
bigger.
My
body's starting your body changing.
To get bigger.
Shoot, I need to get some gloves.
And so, but he built my confidence. Like, I don't.
Too much.
Like, I was hitting him the other day, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was hitting him, and he put on that thing on his stomach at the pad, and we're doing all these crosses, and he's like, oh! He goes, you almost knocked the pee out of me. And I'm like, come on, man.
Is he just saying that?
Probably so, right?
Yeah. I mean, because you're paying him, you know?
I know.
He trains real fighters.
I know. He trains real fighters. That's the thing.
He's like, oh, he just broke a rib.
It's okay. I'll fix it.
It's okay. That'll be $40.
Oh, trust
probably
me.
Way more than that. I know. I was just keeping it light.
I just didn't. And he's the greatest.
Yeah.
But he keeps me in the spotlight. I worked out Saturday with him, and there were three times I thought I was going to have to just stop the workout. I was like, I can't. I'm going to vomit, and I'm going to stop. But when I finish, I've never felt so good about myself finishing a workout, because they're that hard every single time.
Wow, I'm trying to think of the last time I worked out so hard I thought I was going to vomit.
Three times. Mm. I was burp vomiting. And he was like, are you good? Like, yeah. Hey, let's go.
Wow.
Jab, cross. I mean, it's just, because what we'll do is we'll work out for the first 20 hard, like, ugh. And then we box for 40, and we fight for 40. He puts bands all over me, and we ground and pound and all this stuff.
You do what?
Whoa.
You get on the ground. That's what it's called when you're on the ground fighting.
And pound.
So you get on top of him and just punch him?
No, I don't get on top of him, but I get on top of the bag and do all the stuff in the bag.
I thought you were on top of him.
No. Drop some elbows on it.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Wow. It sounds awesome.
Does he see any future in you? Or like, does he say things like, dude, you're a good fighter? Or like,
yeah, but I think he's lying.
Really?
Do you have to wear goggles?
No, because I don't get hit back in the face. He hits me in the stomach.
Okay.
But that hurts.
Yeah.
And body punches. I stopped him. About 5 minutes last time. I was like, I don't like this. He hit me about 5 times in a row because he was showing me like when you, I'm telling you, I was jabbing and he was like, when you jab, you get to use like your hips a lot. Because what I know about boxing except watching on TV sometimes.
Right.
And all of a sudden now I'm training for prize fights, right? So I'm doing jabs and you have to use your hips a lot because your power comes from your hips. And when you jab, you have to tighten your core because it opens up that gate where they can punch you in the stomach.
Yeah. Oh.
And so when I would jab, he punched me in the stomach. About 5 times into it, I was like, I don't like this. Like, can we wait? Can we get better at this first? I need to, but that's what I've been doing. I've been hitting it hard, man.
Wow, you're like a real life boxer.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
But you are, because you're training
I'm
like
training
one.
Like someone who is
gonna fight.
You look like a butterfly.
A beginner. No, I float like a butterfly. If I look like a butterfly, that's a problem.
No, he floats and then stings like a bee.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was about to say. But y'all didn't let me finish.
Oh.
But I can feel my body start to change now.
That's cool. I like that feeling.
Like, come touch my shoulders, Eddie.
Do I have to?
Yeah, find her shoulders.
Come film. Go ahead, Amy. What?
Does he tell you? He say your body's changing?
No.
Oh yeah, they're tight.
Feel that.
There's tight. No fat right there.
Film arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tight. That's how I can even tell Floyd they're Mayweather.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. You think I'm like Floyd?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what it feels like.
There's no fat under there. That's crazy, dude.
That's crazy.
That's really crazy.
You guys doing to me what he does?
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, you
Amy
pay
Texas.
Us. Y'all, he pays us.
Man, that's tighter than I've ever felt before in my life.
Yeah.
Would you say like Rocky Balboa?
Oh, yeah, even more tighter.
But I pay you to be honest.
No, dude, it's tight. I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been working hard.
Mm-hmm.
I
believe you.
I dread it, though. I got there last time, and I get there like 20 minutes early. And he's like, I need like 20 minutes. And I'm like, dude, I'm just here. I'm just jumping rope, working out. He's like, man, no, but there was one artist, though. I'm not going to say who.
Oh, so you're dedicated.
Oh, no, I just get everyone on time.
I know.
So
there was an artist what?
Yeah, he was like, this person was so annoying, I couldn't train him anymore.
Oh. Told him to go on their way?
Not there anymore?
Not there anymore.
Initials?
Wow. No.
Male, female?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Not
boy,
my
girl?
Good try, not lunch. My business. So I try not to be annoying because I knew who would cut me. Yeah, so I'm just always like, nice job, coach. Nice job, coach. You're doing good, coach. You get me. We can do headlines from the weekend. Kind of catch up on what went down, what happened. Amy?
Traveling with Eddie and Lunchbox. That was my weekend. And I have to say, it was awesome. Like, it was a quick trip, but we had so much fun.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, Bobby, we have fun with you. Don't get me wrong. But we had like our own little show going, I mean, amongst ourselves. And
oh, I watched your shows on Instagram.
Well, sometimes we didn't even record the good stuff. It was just organically happening. And we were just like, we kept like saying, is this going to be like without Bobby?
That's what Amy kept saying. This is the show without Bobby. It's crazy.
This is basically the show without Bobby. I mean, we needed you for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's chaotic.
But it was kind of giving us maybe that little boost we need just in case. Like you get some offer somewhere or something, I don't know, that like maybe we will survive.
From what I saw, no chance.
Zero chance. Yeah, but now that you're in the Radio Hall of Fame, like who knows what's going to happen. If you blow up, don't forget about us.
They're just, well, first of all, there's a battle between all three of you to be the lead.
Who's the lead? Pick a lead now.
It would be me.
It would be Amy.
No, you cannot stop her.
I know, that's why she's the lead.
Oh yeah, good point.
Oh.
But, okay. So you guys had fun?
I did.
There was a whole thing with Morgan. Morgan's our head producer and Sharks in the Glass Room, and she keeps the company credit card. And she was like, who does she give it to? Because she didn't really trust any of you three.
I know, it's crazy.
And so you picked?
I picked Eddie.
Why?
Well, he's a dad, so I feel like he has to be a little bit more responsible. Plus, the rooms were in his name, so kind of had to.
So how did I do?
What were the three rules for the credit card?
No alcohol, only food and hotel on the card. Don't give it to Lunchbox, and keep all of the receipts.
So one of the rules is literally don't give it to Lunchbox?
Yeah, I was a little offended because I had to pay for my own room, had to put it on my own credit card, and so
I've
I'm
done
like...
it all the time.
I understand that, but she gives Eddie the company credit card to pay for
see, this
Amy
is, this
and
is
Eddie's
example
room.
Of him telling stories wrongly. He got there the day before, so
well,
I
that's what I'm saying.
It.
I was going a day early, so you should have given me the company credit card to pay for my room and everything. Instead, I got to pay for my own room, had to put it on mine, wait to get reimbursed, all this.
That day that you were there early, was that for fun?
No.
Yeah.
It was. Yes, it was. You went to see family. Yes,
I
went to see family.
I went to the Nationals game.
That's personal. You pay for personal nights.
But I had to pay for the second night, too.
Okay. You, okay. First of all, you also have to earn trust to have a card, and you don't have that.
Who
right.
has the biggest credit card debt on the show?
You. I do.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah.
And so you give Eddie the credit card.
Family, yeah.
Like, he's the most irresponsible. No. You give Eddie the credit card.
Having
who's
debt
late everywhere we go?
Responsible.
Eddie. And okay. we give Eddie the credit card.
He's attacking me
Morgan,
for no reason.
You made the right decision.
He brought me all my receipts this
yeah,
morning.
It was
that's
great.
All I cared about.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about anything. Eddie took care of it all. I was like, this is awesome.
There you go. Hey, Linda in Florida, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm dealing with these people today, but yeah. it's good.
These people.
I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, what's going on?
First off, I want to tell you, you have no right to say you don't deserve this award. You are an amazing person. And truthfully, I grew up a lot like you. And for you to come back and give like you do is amazing because you never forgot where you came from. And I have 4 emails and 2 phones. I went in and made up 5 more emails, stole my husband and my daughter's phone to make sure that I voted as many times as I could because you are just, you deserve this so much. You're an amazing, amazing person.
Well, you're very kind.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
You know I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
They don't pay me a red nickel.
A red nickel. No one does.
Yeah, what's that?
Not even a gift card, nothing. I'm not even asking for it. So when I talk about Chick-fil-A, know that it just comes from my heart. So here we go. This is the Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
That hit theme music.
No, I didn't mean to play that. That's actually a song I wrote about Chick-fil-A.
Wait, you're not playing it?
No. I didn't mean to hit that button.
What?
I meant to hit this. No, stop.
And now a random segment about Chick-fil-A.
I didn't mean to hit the piano thing. That's a whole song. Ah! Chick-fil-A was named America's favorite fast food chain. And now the company is rewarding its customers with free food. Listen to this. In honor of its 13th annual Cow Appreciation Day, on Tuesday, July 11th, all restaurants will give away free entrees to customers who come to Chick-fil-A dressed as a cow.
Yeah. They do it every year.
That's love funny, it. Man. Cow Appreciation Day recognizes the company's cow advertising campaign, which launched 22 years ago, in which they urge customers to eat more chicken cows. Yeah, that's how it started, eat more chicken cows. Now it's just eat whatever
it is.
Yeah,
the cows
but
are...
But if you dress like a cow, you get free food.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was a random segment about Chick-fil-A. This was not a paid segment. Thank you.
I have to say it's not a paid segment or let's just think of putting a commercial in.
Right.
I'm not. I love Chick-fil-A so much. I wasn't going to play this song. It's not. You can't even download it yet. This is live and you ever wonder what the music I play at a show?
Yeah.
Like I'll be in Fort Wayne Friday night
mm-hmm.
and Cedar Rapids. And so and I can play Chick-fil-A on Sunday if you want.
I do.
It's a live version though.
Okay.
So like, you know, it's not.
Hey, raw. We love it. Live.
I'll play a little bit of it.
Okay.
Here's the hook of it.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Man, so many people can relate to that.
Well, that's it. It's a thing. I mean, you want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna play all
yes,
because you can't download it.
Okay.
Not that anybody would download it. It's
come on.
Ah, I didn't mean
yes.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so it's for you guys.
I got a craving that I can't kick. It's making me weak, it's making me sick. I wanna get in my car and drive to you. There's nothing else that I can do. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you are
one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. I yell hello through the drive-thru, hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at? I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you already know it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle. Now I'm feeling awful.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A.
Take it in. Go. It's enough of that.
That's
what do you
good.
Mean, dude? It's so good.
I feel like so many people are feeling that right now.
I didn't even mean to play it. And Eddie heard the piano part. I was like, oh, because Eddie plays piano.
I know what's up.
Anyway, that's the kind of hijinks you get at a show.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Wayne coming at you Friday night.
Yeah.
Tickets are selling out so fast now.
So fast. Man, I wonder how much advertising Chick-fil-A gets.
How much
free.
What?
Advertising. They're getting for
from
free.
From that?
No, I don't get a red nickel.
Red nickel.
What is that from, the red nickel thing?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was maybe something your grandma
it's something.
Said.
It's something.
It's like a red.
I mean, a red nickel I would think would be like worth a lot because it's rare.
Or a red dime. She used to say something like, I don't get a red cent.
Who, your grandma?
Yeah. Maybe she said red cent, a red penny.
Hmm.
Whatever.
Hmm.
I don't.
Hmm.
I want Chick-fil-A. Mr.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, I want to talk about this for a second. A California woman finds a frog in her salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What? A little baby
yeah.
one?
Shauna Cepeda was dining at BJ's, and she was like, that's bitter. And then she found a frog. And then everybody got upset. Can I just say again, if you find a rubber band in your food, that's not good. If you find a Band-Aid in your food, that's not good. Unhealthy. Not natural. If you find a frog, that means they got it from nature. Do you know what's in nature? Frogs.
But I want my salad rinsed.
Yeah. I don't want a frog in my salad, Bones.
It gets no more natural than a salad with a frog
no,
in
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Everybody's butts hurt because of a frog in a salad. Shouldn't we be?
No.
This is a chain, and here they are with frogs in their salad. This is amazing.
No, okay. All right. Not a full frog. I can handle a little cricket leg that accidentally got in the machine and my, you know, whatever, my almonds, but no, not a frog.
Accidentally, occasionally, something from nature gets in your salad.
A frog?
That means it's a natural.
How big was this frog?
It wasn't huge, but she was like, is that a piece of lettuce? And then she goes, the quote is, it's a freaking frog.
And then it was like, ribbit.
It looked at her, ribbit.
Again, guys, I know it's not pleasant, but again, does it not give you some sort of sense of, this is from nature.
No.
Yeah, no.
There's a frog in it.
No, because there's so many steps after nature.
Yeah,
not really. Not if it's coming
not
fresh.
Not if it's
from
farm to table.
Absolutely.
Oh, they don't put it in a bag?
Well, I like it to be, I wash my lettuce like 3 times.
Like,
triple wash.
We all want natural things, but all of a sudden when there's a natural thing in our food, we get all wimpy about it.
Was the frog alive or dead?
It was dead, of course.
What?
Okay. Like, if I'm eating my salad and there's a squirrel, I'm like, huh, I'm going to decide and finish eating.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys? Everybody wants all natural, but you don't want all supernatural. I go all supernatural.
Okay, cool.
Good I just want it semi-natural.
Yeah, me
What's
too.
What's supernatural?
Having a frog in your salad.
Clean natural.
You're like birds, frogs, like everything in nature is eggs. You hit it, and all of a sudden there's a beep, 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 little bird in there.
Little beaks.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Maybe you're just waking up this morning, and the crazy news was that How do you say? Did I win?
Yeah.
I'm being inducted?
Yes. Yes. You won. Yeah.
So I'm being... I won. I'm being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did not expect it. I had a bunch of... they put the news out at 12 o'clock Eastern. So at 11 o'clock Central, all of a sudden, my phone starts to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was artists because they stay up late. And a bunch of our friends that are artists. And they were just texting me. And I woke up and I had 27 other text messages and I was confused by the whole thing. I was like, what happened? What happened? Somebody, I had my glasses on. I thought somebody was hurt. Or, why in the world? I was also dreading, honestly, on coming to work today because I did not think I was going to win. I didn't think I deserved to win. And I didn't want to lose because I felt like all of our listeners, at least a lot of them, went and voted like crazy. And I didn't want to let them down. And that's part of the reason that I was like, man, I really dread not winning, not even for me, but because I felt like I was going to let the listeners down because they took the time to vote, just like they take the time to call, just like they take the time to help with different causes that we support, from St. Jude to Female Friday to anything that we do. For some reason, we have the most loyal listeners, and I've never been able to quite pinpoint it, but I do appreciate it. As much as I possibly can, I appreciate it, and I don't take it for granted ever, and that's why I try not to lie. Sometimes I'm wrong, but I try not to lie. And so, first of all, thank you to all the listeners that voted not once or twice or 80 times or five, just period. Like, if you even took a second of your life, like, what are we but just a radio show, people that sit in a room and you took part of your life and you went and voted for me for something that I don't even know what it is to you, but to me it's a big deal, and I appreciate that because you made something that was a big deal to me a priority. So I'm really grateful, and I don't understand. I never understand why the listeners do what they do over and over and over and over again. Like, I really don't. So, but first of all, thank you so much. I could not be any more appreciative, and I couldn't be any more shocked. I was stunned. I'm still stunned by the whole thing. So to every listener, every member of the B team, thank you. To everybody that works on this show, like, you're crazy if you don't think that you're as big a part of this as I am. Like, okay, my name's on the award, but it's like any other award I win. That's not me. It's a us thing. I was lucky enough from the beginning to find really good people and have really good friends and make up a room that I enjoy coming to every single day. And if you know this show, this is the ultimate underdog show. We're not good at radio. None of us have ever been on the radio. I found Amy at a granite store and Lunchbox at a bar, and Eddie was working TV news. We've all been friends for over 10 years. The glass room's full of old interns. All of them are old interns that have spent years and years here. So my name is up there, but it's really us. It's like anything else that I win. It's not an I thing. It's a we thing. And so I'm very grateful for all of you guys. And I'm very grateful. Even the artists that stuck their neck out and told people to vote for me, even though there's all, you know how these radio stations do. They're like, oh, I don't. But Little Big Town, and I'll just read some of them because I saved them, because I remember people who do things for me, like, and I appreciate them for a long time. I just remember, and Charles Esten and Adam Craig and Eric Pasley and Ryan Hurd and Dirks put on a shirt, and John Party and Scotty McCreary. Like, they didn't have to do that.
Kelsey.
I mean, Kelsey, Little Big Town, and Dirks all put on T-shirts and took pictures to put on their Instagrams. They had to do that. You know, other companies and stations would be like, eh. So, in the grand scheme of life, it's a very trivial thing. But the fact that it meant a lot to me, so it meant a lot to you guys, you listening in the room, artists, I am sincerely saying thank you. And I don't feel comfortable with this because I don't like winning. I hate losing, but I don't feel like this is a me thing. I feel like this is an us thing, as a as a room and as a show, as and the people that listen to the show. So I don't like me things, but because I feel like this is an us thing, I'm okay with it. So thank you for making it an us thing. I didn't think we would win, and we did, and I'm as shocked as anyone is. So I'll end on that. Thank you for making it an us thing. And that is that's as sincere as I can possibly get. Thank you. The end.
That was good. I know that's hard for you to do.
I don't like, you know, I just don't, I'm not big on.
I know.
Like, I like to control the narrative.
Sure.
I like to make fun of me, and I like to praise me. Because I have control of it. It's a control thing. I don't like to be vulnerable. So some people say, Bobby, you make fun of yourself too much. You're too hard on yourself. And they say, oh, Bobby, your ego's so big. Both are true. But only because I can control that. That's what I went to therapy to try to not do. Amy, don't cry.
Ben.
Don't cry.
Well, it's the first time I'm seeing the official press release because I hadn't really opened up my email on the thing that went out. And just the big headline is Bobby Bones to become the youngest inductee into the National Radio Hall of Fame for on-air personality. And like you can say, I mean, the listeners for sure, they're there from you day one. You've had listeners since you were 17. And like those of us in the room, like we're just lucky enough to be on this journey with you. But like this is something you've been doing for 20 years and you've created this. Like you set out, you knew what you wanted to do. You wanted to be in radio and you worked hard. I mean, you started cleaning the floors, you know, because you wanted to be in a radio station. So you're like, you know what? And maybe, I don't know, I get emotional about it because I've seen where you came from. And I know what it must have been like to be like, hey, yeah, you need the floors clean? Like, I'll do that. Just as a shot to maybe be close to a radio station, to be close to a microphone, to maybe get on air. And it worked for you. One day they needed someone to be on air and they're like, hey, kid, clean the floors. Like, come get on air. And then just things like that started to like happen for you because you worked hard and you were good at what you did. And I don't know, I'm proud of you. Like, I'm super proud of you. When I read a headline like that, I just get emotional because I've seen you work so hard. And to hear you say, you know, I know you just went through your part where you hate being the person that's like recognizing, okay, fine, yes, I won this. But there have been times through this where you've said, like, you don't really know if you deserve it or you don't feel like you deserve it. And I think I speak for everybody in this room and all the listeners out there, like, you totally deserve it. And I know that so many people in your life are so proud of you. And when I see stuff like this, I know it's just like, God, like, I know you don't feel like you have a lot of family or friends or support just because that's like a wall you put up because of how you grew up and because of your family life. But this is one of those moments where I just think of like your family and even your mom. And I know she's not here and I know that that's hard, but I think that's where my heart, like, those, I know that you would know, or it would mean a lot to you when she was proud of you. And I know when she was alive, there were some moments where I got to witness like, oh my gosh, like legit, his mom is so proud of him. And I read this headline and I know that this is a moment where she would be so proud of you. Like, you're going to be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. And not only that, you're the youngest. So like, it's awesome. Like, it's so cool. Highlight of a long time.
The last 15 minutes?
Huh? At least? No. Yeah. Highlight of it. It's going to keep going.
Let's make a joke. Let's make a joke and get out of this.
When is the party? Like, is November, you said?
I don't know.
You said something about November.
I think that's when it is in Chicago.
So that's like we have all these months to celebrate, and I hope that you truly
take it in. There'll be very little talking about this or celebrating.
I know. I'm not saying on air every day. I'm saying every day we come in.
I'm saying almost never.
But just promise us in this room and promise the listeners out there that you really will take this in. That you'll take this in. And come induction time, when it's happening, I hope you take that night in. And when you are called up to that stage and you receive that honor, like, you take it in. This is legit. When you were 5 years old, you said, I wanted to be in radio. How cool is it that you are in radio and then now you're in the Hall of Fame? Like, I don't know anybody that's in the Hall of Fame of anything. Really, like personally.
I just got a text from Andy Roddick, who's going into the Tennis Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, look at you guys.
And he was like, y'all. I guess everybody gets in the Hall of Fame this year.
That is kind of cool. Y'all both like in your own.
So I'm going to his in a few weeks.
Oh.
Is he coming to yours?
In Rhode Island. I mean, he kind of has to, right? It's kind of like when someone's your best man at your wedding, they have to be your bag.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you kind of have to invite him.
Like,
now.
I'm flying out to Rhode Island to go to his ceremony. Yeah, no, I don't have to invite him. He just show up.
Oh, I thought you'd have to like.
Yeah, probably invite him. Well, whatever. Anyway, thank you, Amy. It's very kind of you.
It's awesome.
I'd feel comfortable leaving this segment now if that's okay.
Group hug after when we hit.
No, see, that's what I don't want. Bobby Bones Show. Amy's out of the room. She had to go clean her tears. And we have photo shoots. So she cried a minute ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she got puffy eyes.
That's what she went to go take care of.
Oh, no.
Gotta get that hot lemon water.
So here's a grandma leading cops on a 25-mile-per-hour chase.
What? When we contact you, you need to stop.
I was trying to find a place to have a cup of coffee.
Why didn't you just open the door when I knocked on the window back there?
Why? It's my car.
I know.
My life. My everything.
She drove 25 miles an hour for like miles and miles and miles. And the cops just
followed. Pretty amazing.
Here's a teen. She was at Six Flags Great Escape, and she was getting choked by that bar. So she kind of pulled it off of her, and then she fell out of the car and was dangling.
Oh, no.
And so everybody underneath her had to, like, catch her. Because she was dangling. Here, I'll play this clip.
They'll catch her, honey. Go ahead.
And she.
My favorite part about this is, instead of going over and helping the people videoing, like, it's like, oh,
well,
no, no.
There are people helping, to be fair.
No, I know, but it's like, oh, I got to make sure I catch this on tape, and I don't want to be part of the group if they drop her that is responsible.
Only so many people can help.
Right.
There was a big enough crowd. I would have filmed if I was out.
Today, though, it's a priority to get your phone. Somebody has to have the video.
Of course, or it didn't happen.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, we heard some screaming, and I see this young girl hanging from the car, like she had slid out or was sliding out, and just her shoulders, head, and arms were still in the car, and the rest of her torso was dangling.
It's her fault, though, right?
Yes.
From what I read, like it wasn't a malfunction on the ride.
Correct. They saw her struggling, so they stopped the ride, and then that's when she dropped.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And luckily, people caught her.
Yeah.
During an interview, Keith Urban talked about him and Nicole's 11th anniversary.
Marrying Nick. I mean, because everything for me, everything good in my life that's happened came after that. For me, sobriety, having children, everything started to come after that. So that, hands down.
Look at that.
How about that tweet that he posted of him and Nicole? And he said, my baby girl, like 11 years and I still feel like we're dating. Dang, that's such a baller tweet.
Yeah.
I mean, who still feels like they're dating? Do you think he's been serious?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, who still feels like they're dating after 11 years of marriage?
I don't know.
It's hard. That's really hard.
I've been dating for 1 year, and sometimes I'm like, hello?
I know.
She's gone all the time.
My wife and I play games with each other that say, like, you know, all right, would you treat me like this if we were dating? We'd be like, no, I'm sorry. Like, we do the opposite. That's how we do it.
You do brother, sister?
Yes.
Eric Pasley is on the phone. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, dude.
What are you up to?
We're cruising. I'm in a car full of all kinds of good people. We're heading up to Kentucky to the Center of Courageous Kids to go play some music for them today.
Yeah, what's that place about?
It's about kids that just have disabilities and everything, and thought, hey, let's go hang out. But yeah, I'm riding along with Jody Williams and Natalie Hemby, and we're going to go up and spread some good vibes with some kids up in Kentucky.
Let me tell you about this Eric Pasley guy. This guy does more good than anybody I know. Like, this guy, you don't even know when he's out building houses. You don't even know when he's out catching fish and chopping them up and making fish sandwiches for people. Like, this Eric Pasley guy, he is really one of a kind. Well,
you're not. You're one of a kind, man. I didn't call to tell how, you know, nice we are. But I was calling. I was seeing if you could knight me. I hear you're like, I think you're like Sir Bobby Bones now.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard you're in the National Radio Hall of Fame. Dude, you're a child. You have to be old to be in the Hall of Fame, man.
I guess they're laxing the rules a bit.
Man. Is everybody just calling and picking on you? Because that's so bad, eh? It's freaking awesome, man. That's nuts.
Thank you. I deserve to be picked on, though. But I appreciate that. Is Natalie Hemby in that car? You say she's in there with you?
She is. Hemby's right here.
Let me talk to her for a second.
Okay, there you go.
I guess this means people are listening to your syndication.
So Natalie Henry's like one of the most bad A writers in all of country music, right? So and usually,
okay. No, I'm not. But thank you. You're awesome. I'm so proud of you, man.
Well, thank you.
Congrats.
Very much. Thank you very much. Natalie came to the house and did a Bobby cast. I hope people listen to it. She's like the best.
It's one of my favorites.
It's really amazing. She's written pretty much every good song ever.
Well, and you know what? I think we talked for almost an hour and a half, which is amazing.
Especially for me, because I got nothing to say once I leave this room. But hey, it's awesome what you guys are going to do. Like, really. I don't even care about the me stuff. What you guys are doing in the giving bag, that's really fantastic. So from all my listeners, so thank you to you guys.
Well, we love you. Thank you so much, buddy. And we are so proud of you.
Thank you, guys. You guys be safe. Have a good time in Kentucky.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I'll just hang up.
I think she said, here's Eric. Right now, he's like, hey, Bobby. So anyway, I just wanted to.
I love her and Eric. And
good people.
They're good people. And there's a Bobby cast with Natalie Henry because, I mean, her and Miranda wrote so much stuff together.
Yeah.
So much of the humongous hits.
She has so many cool stories in that Bobby cast.
And she has an album out too. Anyway. Yeah. Lunchbox, how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was great, dude. I mean, I had a great time up in the DMV, got some family time in, partied at WMZQ Fest, and hung out with these two knuckleheads.
Yeah, Amy's still not in here. She's still dobbing her. We have this photo shoot in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, she's taking her time. She's got to get herself ready.
I said, hey, take your time. And so she's taking her time.
Hey, when you say take your time, like, that's a big deal. So.
Well, she was crying and she's like, yeah, these photos are going to last for the next 2 years. So she's making sure her eyes are good.
She's doing like 15 and a 30.
What does that mean? Oh, she's take your time. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a song reference. If you don't know it, yeah. Check it out.
But he has a song called Take Your Time that you could have quoted. You don't know that one. Mr. Bobby
Bones. It was like the weekend of 1,000 dinners. So I remember who I went to dinner. So Friday night, my friend Courtney, who's in the military, he's at the base in Knoxville right now. And so he drove over and we spent Friday evening and Saturday together the day. So we went to dinner on Friday night. Saturday night, my friend Megan had a birthday, so I took her to dinner. Last night, Mike D's birthday, so I took him to dinner.
Wow.
Wow.
Tonight, allegedly, it's my 1 year dating anniversary.
What?
Is it really?
You didn't know that?
Don't worry about what I do know and don't know.
Okay. All right.
Allegedly?
Yeah, allegedly.
And so it'd be four dinners in a row.
Wow.
I know.
You guys going somewhere nice?
I actually don't know. She's controlling the dinner.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I was going to say, use your gift card.
Oh, yeah. You do have the...
I go to Carrabba's. Carrabba's, though.
I met people in the DMV, and that's all they could talk about. They were just like, I can't believe Bobby has that awesome gift card.
Dude, all I did was open the mail one day. Literally.
Yeah.
Morgan said, here's some mail, and opened it up, and it was from Carrabba's, and they were like, hey, you've been doing such a good job as an endorser. Have this gift card. I was like, oh, cool, let's give me a couple meals. And it's $100 a day for 5 years.
Yeah.
But I haven't used it yet.
You have to get on that.
Yeah.
I know. When you do a group dinner for the whole Hall of Fame.
I'm in.
Hey, I got the first I got the first $100.
I'll borrow that 100. Hey,
first $100 on me, boys. Bobby Bones,
everybody. Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yes. So what happened where Eddie was complaining about food in the restaurant?
Oh my goodness. We go to eat at this place, and it was a steak restaurant, and they bring out the steak, and we're sitting there, and Eddie goes, man, this isn't very much steak. I'm still going to be hungry. And within 10 seconds, the manager is at our table. Is everything okay? Everything? And he's like, yeah. Next thing you know, they bring us a whole new steak, two new steaks. So we got double our serving because Eddie out loud, this isn't very much food.
Wow.
I didn't know I was talking that loud. I guess I was talking loud enough for them to hear.
You are a complainer, and you are kind of rude to service people.
Is he really? I didn't complain to him. Correction.
Oh, but Eddie's like Mr. Nice Guy.
I am a nice guy, but service is important to me. Like, you're talking about the pizza situation?
I'm talking about pizza. I'm talking about on the phone with people. I'm talking about
customer service billing. Yeah, that was rough.
Like, oh, we did get kicked out of the backstage area, and Eddie kind of handled it harshly with the guy running it.
Eddie does not.
I guess he is that way.
Yes, he is.
I don't like people being rude to me first. I guess.
Don't think you've ever worked service.
I've never worked service.
Right,
no.
And once you do, it changes your perspective.
Should I do a part-time service job? Experiment.
Okay. I'm sure. Not turning this into a bit.
I will do it for a week. I've never been a waiter or anything.
No one's going to hire you for a week, and that's rude of you to get a job and quit in a week. But,
oh, yeah, good point.
No, I think you can wait tables for a week. But again, you have kids at home.
Well, I can't do a whole, like,
okay,
shift.
Then stop offering.
I can't do a whole shift.
If you waited tables for a week, and not only that, here's the thing, too. When I waited tables, I depended on tips. You have a great job here where you don't have to depend on tips. You can just be like, eh. Whatever.
What if you stop paying me for a week?
You still have money and you have a job to go to.
Okay.
So
I tried.
Not really. The best thing I ever did was work service. One, waited tables for years. Two, worked retail. And you just appreciate things and you treat people differently because when I waited tables, I depended on people. Mm-hmm. So now I know what they're going through because that was me. I don't think you do. You have a perspective.
No, I'm just the regular person going to eat and expect something because I'm paying for it. That's it. And when it's not that way, I kind of get a little irritated about it.
Oh, not enough food, so you're going
to
complain out
loud? I didn't complain to him, though.
No.
I talked to Lunchbox about it, and I guess the guy was behind
me. They had music playing, and they heard Eddie complaining, and they brought us over. Like, the chef came out and had us two new plates, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Was it embarrassing to you?
So embarrassing.
To
and
you?
I never get embarrassed.
I know. Wow. Yeah, Eddie's out of control.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Thank you so much for listening. Today's been quite the day. I thank you all. Goodbye.
That's all you got, huh?
I mean, what do I say?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Come on, reach in there.
No, I already reached once, but
yeah.
Today,
to dig back.
This morning it was announced that I am going into the Radio Hall of Fame. And that was stated.
Oh, my goodness.
On this day.
On this day.
At this time.
At this time.
At this
was not expecting
time.
It and very grateful for it. And it's on my computer. So.
Okay.
This is I am going into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, it's real.
Without you, the listener, like, seriously, it would never have happened. I feel weird about it because. But thank you.
And anyone who is hearing this awkwardness right now can go back and listen
listen to the show. I mean,
because you weren't always awkward about it. You took a moment.
You had a moment. I appreciate you guys. Today was a crazy day. I woke up this morning and it was like, hey, you're in the Radio Hall of Fame. You won. And I was like, wait, I thought it wasn't being announced till like today.
I know.
But yeah, that was the thing.
Sneaky people.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And we're going to go and that's all.
Hey, Bones. Congrats, dude.
I don't like
congrats,
that.
Congrats,
we're happy for you. We're so proud.
Hey, everybody, hold up your coffee.
Yeah!
Cheers to Bones!
Cheers!
Bones.
Stop it.
Bones.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great... We'll see you on Tuesday. All right, goodbye.
Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.